Intro. This lesson walks you through building a Sigma-style FM bell in Ableton Live 12 and arranging it so it sits sweetly over a late-night drum and bass roller. We'll design a tight FM bell and operator, process it with only stock devices for presence and width, without stealing low-end weight, and arrange an 8-bar roller phrase at 174 BPM. Follow along with Live running and a minimal roller skeleton kick, sub, snare and hats so you make choices in context. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a classic Sigma-style FM bell patch and operator, a two-track FX approach using stock devices to add clarity, space and width while preserving low-end weight, an 8-bar DNB roller phrase at 174 BPM with short bell stabs, delay motion and simple automation so the bell accents without fighting the bass. Step by step, creating the FM bell, start a MIDI track and load operator. Initialize the patch or clear unwanted modulation. Routing and ratios. Choose the algorithm where oscillators B and C and D if you want modulate A. A is the carrier at the end of the chain. Set oscillator ratios. A carrier. 1.00B. 2.71C. 3.14D optional. 5.02. Keep all oscillators as sine waves for a clean FM bell tonality. Modulation amounts. Use operators level for modulators. BA around 45-65% for the main body. CA about 20-35% for color. DA around 10-20% for high fizz. Dial slowly. Higher values add in harmonic brightness. Envelopes. A. Attack 0-5 ms. Decay 700-1000 ms. Sustain 0. Release 100-2240 ms. B. Very short attack 0-2 ms. Decay 150-300 ms for a sharper hit, or matcha for a smoother tone. C and D, shorter decays than a, so their harmonics sit at the start and then settle. Pitch envelope, add a quick pitch hit for the bell ping. Pitch env amount between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones with decay 80-200 ms. This gives a subtle downward sweep from the transient into the body. Keep detune minimal. Operator doesn't have wide unison. We'll handle stereo later with effects. Basic mix and tone shaping place in EQ8 after operator. High pass gently around 200-300 Hz to keep the bell out of the subspace. If the patch sounds thin, move the HP lower to 100-150 Hz, but be conservative. If it's too piercing, use a gentle shelf cut at 12-14 kHz. If the bell masks mids like vocals or bass, make a narrow dip around 2-4 kHz rather than broad cuts. Send routing. Create return A and return B. Return A. Saturator into utility. Use soft sine or analog clip, with drive around 2-4 dB for warmth. Put a high pass on this return near 400 Hz so saturation doesn't fatten the low end. Return B. Reverb, with short predelay 10-25 ms, small size and decay around 0.8-1.4 seconds for plate-like space that won't wash the groove. Inline delay. Add echo on the bell track with low feedback 10-25%. Sync to dotted 1/8 or 1/8 triplet. 1/8T is a great starting point for roller bounce. High pass the delay signal cut below about 1 kHz so repeats. Don't bring low-end clutter. Ping pong is usable but subtle. Avoid huge stereo movement that distracts. Stereo image and glue after EQ and returns. Lightly glue the bell with glue compressor. 2:1 ratio, aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue everything together. Add subtle width. Use a chorus ensemble with very slow rate and tiny amount, or use utility width automation targeting only the high frequencies. If you'll be layering or resampling, center low content with utility, so sub-energy remains mono. Rhythm and MIDI arrangement for late night roller weight set Live to 174 BPM and create a 1-bar MIDI clip with 1/16 grid. Program an 8-bar phrase that repeats with small variations. Basic pattern. Primary stab on beat 1 with a short 1/16 or dotted 1/16 length. Ghost stabs on the and of 1/1.1.3 and on the of 2/1.2.4 for shuffle. Try velocity pattern 100/60/75. Add a higher octave accent on bar 4 or 8 for phrasing. Groove. Put the clip into the groove pool and apply a small swing. Timing 10-25% and velocity variation 5-15%. A timing around plus 18 and velocity plus 8 is a useful target for late night looseness. Slightly increase timing and random if you want more human feel. Manually nudge a few notes by a few milliseconds for life. Arrangement and dynamics. Keep the bell sparse where kick and snare are dense. Bells are accents and rollers remove notes on dense drum hits or sidechain the bell subtly to the kick with light ducking. Make two main variations across 8 bars, a sparse stabs, B adds fills with triplet delay and a higher octave stab. Automate delay feedback or send to create motion in B. Resampling. Record the bell with delay and reverb using Live's resampling or freeze and flatten. Drop the resample into Simpler Classic and map it across the keyboard for pitched stabs. Transpose between -3 and +7 semitones for interest, or use it as a filtered pad under sections. Context balancing tips: keep a dedicated low bus for bass and sub. Use mid/side EQ on bell resamples to widen highs, while keeping mids and lows centered. Sidechain the bell to the kick so kick and sub dominate transient moments. Let the bell breathe between kicks. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating. Heavy saturation steals headroom and becomes harsh. Use parallel saturation and high pass that return. Cutting too much to 5kHz, you'll lose attack. Make narrow cuts instead, widening the whole bell. Widen only highs or use delay/reverb for perceived width. Long reverbs in busy sections. Long tails will smear drums and bass. Automate reverb sends per section. Excessive FM amount. Too much makes the patch noisy. Use pitch envelope for attack instead of maxing FM. Pro tips: use a short, high-pitch pitch envelope instead of cranking FM for the transient ping. If the bell sits in low mids, try a narrow resonant boost at 6-8kHz for presence without clashing with bass. Automate delay sync between 1/8t and 1/16 to change feel across that arrangement. For heavier weight, create a ghost low harmonic, duplicate the bell. Low pass to 500-800hz, compress and mix very low under the main bell. When resampling, render with tails so reverb and delay becomes part of the texture, then EQ aggressively to remove redundant lows. Use macros. Map operators modulator levels to macros and add brightness and space macros to speed up iteration. Use mid/side EQ. Boost 6-10kHz in the sides to widen sparkle while keeping center clean. Put echo pre-reverb for dry rhythmic repeats. Echo post-reverb if you want smeared ambience. Mini practice exercise. 15 to 30 minutes. 1. Set BPM to 174 and load operator. 2. Copy oscillator ratios and modulation amounts from earlier. 3. Program an 8-bar pattern. Stab on beat 1. Ghost stabs on 1.3 and 2.4. Octave accent on bar 4. 4. Add EQ 8 with HP at 200hz. Echo at 1/8t low feedback. Short plate reverb on ascend. Send to a saturator return. 5. Apply a groove. Timing +18. Velocity +8. 6. Resample 1 bar. Place it in simpler and make a pitched restab at bar 8. 7. Export a 16-bar loop and compare with a simple sub-sign bass. Adjust to avoid frequency overlap. Recap: you now have a complete workflow. Design a focused FM bell and operator with specific ratios and pitch envelope. Clean and shape it with EQ. Add parallel saturation and short reverb. Use sync delay for motion. Arrange sparsely with groove and automation so the bell accents rather than obstructs the low end. Resample for texture variations and always check the bell in context with your bass and sub. Final checklist before committing: does the bell avoid the sub space below -200hz? Does it keep a clear transient without fighting the kick? Is it audible without harshness on club systems? Does it add motion without draining groove energy? Can you summarize the bell's role in one sentence? Close by saving two presets: bell cut for bright, less wet club moments, and bell room for warmer, wetter breakdowns. Test the bell against a reference late night roller and tweak the transient and 6-10kHz content until it sits right. That's it. Load Live, follow the steps, and get that Sigma-style FM bell sitting in the pocket of your late night roller.